Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Aaron Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. This large tapestry measuring 13 feet by 11 and a half feet is one of a series of three tapestries in Emmonge's collection focused on the life of King Hezekiah, ruler of Judah in the 8th and early 7th centuries BC. Scripture records details of Hezekiah's life and godly rule in 2 Kings, Isaiah, and 2 Chronicles. This particular tapestry depicts an incident where Hezekiah was gravely ill and requested a longer life from the Lord. God answered his prayer and miraculously healed him. Since tapestries were considered some of the most valuable objects of their time, only royalty or the very wealthy would have owned them. They were easily transportable, and they provided decoration as well as insulation in drafty castles. Of course, today, we view tapestries primarily as works of art, without much thought as to their original practical purposes. The Hezekiah tapestries were produced in Brussels, Brabant, before Belgium existed as a country, around 1530. Queen Henrietta Maria, wife of English King Charles I, owned them. They once graced the walls of their residence at Somerset House in London in the early 1600s. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.